good morning. Broadcasting on 227 metres in the medium wave, a frequency of 1332 kilohertz. You're tuned in to Radio Jackie. Today's programme's on Jackie. Between 9 and 10 o'clock this morning, it's Dickie Allen. Between 10 and 11 o'clock, Richard Jackson. Between 11 and 12, it's Peter Allen. Between 12 and 1 this afternoon, it's Dave Small. And between 1 and 2 o'clock this afternoon, Michael Knight. Between 2 and 3 o'clock this afternoon, Jimmy King. And from 3 to 4, Jerry James. Finally, the last hour on Jackie, between 4 and 5 o'clock this afternoon, Brian Anthony plays an hour of soul music. And Radio Jackie closes down at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Radio Jackie with you each and every Sunday on this frequency. We've been broadcasting for over 10 years. And if you'd like a dedication on one of next week's programmes, do give Patrick a call right now on 01788 4917. That's 01788 4917. If you've tuned in for the first time, be explaining a little bit about Radio Jackie a little later on the program. For the first hour on Jackie with myself, Dave Adams, that will be between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. And if you'd like to write to any of the DJs during the week, the address to write to is Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey. That's Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey. Radio Jackie is a campaign for local community radio in southwest London, and we're campaigning with a massive petition. We'd like you to sign it. If you haven't yet signed our petition, write off for some copies to Radio Jackie Petition, West Molesey in Surrey. That's Radio Jackie Petition, West Molesey in Surrey. And don't forget to enclose a self-stamped addressed envelope. Anyway, over the next hour, it's my job to try and wake you up this morning in a bright and cheerful mood. So how about this one to start off with? Number 2 in the charts for Fern Kinney, and Together We Are Beautiful.
Thank you.
6 minutes after 8 o'clock with Fern Kinney. And together, we are beautiful. Beautiful record, number 2 in the charts. Congratulations to Fern Kinney for that one. The Rotaract Club of Wimbledon combine regular social events with good deeds around the borough, such as parties for the deaf children, weekend Meals on Wheels services, gardening for the old, as well as enjoying themselves at discos, participating in sports of all kinds, and many other activities. If you're interested in joining the Wimbledon Rotaract Club, you can give Dave Edmonds a call on 540 8499. That's 540 8499, and you may well end up joining it. Hope you give him a call, 540 8499. Back to 1978 with Boogie Oogie Oogie from A Taste of Honey. After 8 o'clock, Boogie Oogie Oogie from A Taste of Honey. If you're feeling in a volunteering mood at the moment, and that you think that you'd like to help other people in your area, and if you live in the Merton area, you can volunteer to help people in the community in Merton by giving the voluntary services in Merton a call on 543 0099. That's 01 543 0099 if you'd like to help and become a volunteer in Merton. Alternatively, you can call in their offices tomorrow at the Merton Volunteer Bureau, 114 London Road, Morden in Surrey. That's the Merton Volunteer Bureau, 114 London Road, Morden in Surrey. They have details of places where you can go to help. Sounds rather good, doesn't it? Michael Jackson now wants to rock with you.
That you can do. got so far to go. When you feel that heat, and we gonna ride a boogie, share that beat of love. I wanna rock with you all night, dance you in the sun and light.
And a half minutes past 8 o'clock with Michael Jackson, and he's rocking with you. That's going out to everybody who gave us a little bit of money for the Epsom Kidney Fund, our Christmas appeal on Radio Jackie. It's marvellous seeing the way that you dipped into your pockets on behalf of other people in the community. That's what we like to hear. If you're from a local organisation in southwest London and you'd like to become part of our Easter appeal this year, do contact Radio Jackie at West Molesey in Surrey. That's Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey. We're here to help you. Southwest London's very own local community radio station. This is Jackie, Janet Kay, and I do love you. Janet Kay's new one, it's called I Do Love You. Quite frankly, I don't really go wild over that one, never mind. Hope that you liked it. Quite a merry little tune anyway from Janet Kay. Going out to all at the Lodge Centre, and hoping Sue that is enjoying Evesham, and Jill is awake. Jill, are you awake? That's going out from Edith in Walton-on-Thames. Thanks very much for that one. Jill, are you awake? Give us a call if you are on 01788 4917. That's 788 4917 if you'd like a dedication on Jackie next week. Give Patrick a call right now. We're testing the lines for the phone-in competition, which I'll be holding a little later on, so stay tuned for details of that one. Here's Martha and the Muffins at 39 in the charts, climbing all the time with Echo Beach.
Bye. go down on Echo Beach. I watch the sun go down. From 9 to 5 I have to spend my time at work. My job is very boring, I'm an office clerk. The only thing that helps me pass the time away is knowing I'll be back at Echo Beach someday.
Singing away in bed, that one, doesn't it? From Martha and the Muffins, Echo Beach. 19 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. You're with Jackie this Sunday morning. Welcome along. And that's going out to everybody who's doing the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme. That's going out from Adrian in Weybridge. Adrian Cuddington, who's currently sitting in his tent listening to Radio Jackie. Thanks very much, Adrian. Have one or two more dedications that you gave us a little later on when I find them in the huge pile of literature I have sitting in the studio this morning. A very good morning to you. You are with Radio Jackie, and here's Elvis Costello, and I can't stand up for falling down. Hey, I can't stand up for falling down. Sorry. Costello, and I can't stand up for falling down. I see, very good. Moving into a slightly slow move this Sunday morning. It's a rather jolly little track, this one, from Captain and Tennille. Do That to Me One More Time.
This is Michael Knight with the news at 8:30. A man who failed his driving test for the third time lost his self-control and hurled himself at the examiner, knocking him to the floor and cutting his lips. He then stood over him, shouting threats, until another instructor came over to see what was wrong. Appearing before Wimbledon Magistrates Court, 21-year-old post office chef Tansa Jevitt pleaded guilty to unlawfully assaulting Kenneth Bowdrey and causing him actual bodily harm. In his defence, Jevitt claimed he was blinded by his own disappointment. He was fined £100 with £70 costs and compensation. Cases of food poisoning in Sutton have gone up dramatically over the last 4 years. Now council environmental health chiefs fear that with economy cuts resulting in fewer inspections of food shops and restaurants than they would like, numbers could go up even more. In 1976, there were 19 reported cases of dysentery. In 1977, there were 43. And in 1979, it was 94. Dysentery can arise from eating food prepared in unhygienic conditions or food which is not fresh. A 5-year-old boy was involved in a road accident as he walked home from school. The accident occurred as John Finnegan crossed the road outside St. Teresa's Primary School in Merton. The driver of the car, William Blackett of Carshalton, rushed the injured boy to St. Helier Hospital. The boy's mother, Mrs. Mary Finnegan, said her son was very boisterous and had been rushing round a lamppost just before the accident occurred and probably thought he had already crossed the road. This has been Radio Jackie Local News with Michael Knight. Next news at 9:30.
Thanks very much, Michael, for the news. And while you're sitting there behind the glass in the news studio, I'm going to give you a little bit of a red face because you did something rather naughty to me last week. I had a letter from Robert Baru of Epsom, who's collecting signatures for the Radio Jackie local radio petition, and you made me pronounce his name wrong, you naughty little fellow. Gibson Brothers and Cuba there, going out to Robert Brew of Epsom. Thanks very much, Robert, for your letter last week that I read out. Unfortunately, Michael Knight altered my letter so that I pronounced your name Robert Barrick. It's in fact Robert Brew. All apologies from me. It wasn't my fault, actually, but all the same, very sorry about that. If you'd like to sign the Radio Jackie local radio petition and you live in the Epsom area, well, Robbie goes down to the Kingshade Walk in Epsom, opposite the clock tower in Epsom High Street, and he collects signatures for the Radio Jackie local radio petition on Saturdays between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Sounds rather good, that, doesn't it? Do go down there and put your name to the signatures. Here's Peter Gabriel, number 8 in the charts, Games Without Frontiers.
Plays with Jane, Jane plays with Willie, Willie is happy again. Suki plays with Leo, Sasha plays with Brit, Adolf builds a bonfire, Enrico plays with it. Whistling tunes, we hide from the tunes by the seaside. We're kissing baboons in the jungle. It's a knockout. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears. Chiang Ching's is blue. They all have hills to fly them on, except for Lin Tai Yu. Dressing up in costumes, playing silly games, hiding out in treetops, shouting out rude names. Whistling tunes, we hide in the tunes by the seaside. It's a knockout. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
Minutes to 9 o'clock. You're with Jackie, and it's 22 minutes to Dickie Allen, who'll be taking over from me at 9 o'clock this morning. He'll be taking you through till 10 o'clock. From 10 till 11 o'clock, it's Richard Jackson, and he features in his programme interviews, Job Southwest and Help Corps. Between 11 and 12 o'clock this morning, it's Peter Allen with the Chemist Rota. Some more interviews and a cinema guide. In Dickie Allen's programme, there'll be a theatre guide, a learning morning chemist, some local sport, and what's on. So that sounds rather good, doesn't it? I'll have the results of last week's competition in just a little while, so if you entered, stand by your radios, you could have won something rather special. I'll also be telling you what I'm sending out to the competition winners as well in the future, because Margaret Atkinson wonders what I send out. Can't keep her nose out of anything, that woman, can she? Margaret, this one's for you. Joan Armour Trading and Rosie.
When you act so willing,
Thomas rating, and Rosie up to 49 this week at the Jackie charts, and I think she deserves it. I'm rather fond of that one myself. If you'd like a dedication next week on the radio, do give Patrick a call right now on 01 788 4917. That's 01 788 4917. Be glad to give your daddy over the air next week, over your breakfast perhaps. Here's the Detroit Spinners and Working My Way Back to You. Entered last week's competition. Stand by, I've got the results for you here at the moment. I'm just sorting through the winners and pulling one out of the hat. Here we are. Oh, Mrs. Grace Ashford of 17 Fairview Road, Norbury in Southwest 16. Congratulations to you, you clever little person. I didn't really realise people were awake this early in the morning, but they obviously are, because you managed to answer last week's competition, which I suppose was rather easy, because you guessed that there were 23 letters altogether. That's 23 letters in this station announcement.
Radio Jackie plays the hits.
And all of our congratulations for everyone here on the station. I'll be sending your singles to you. They're in the post at the moment on their way to you.
Just can't convince my
One's going out to Caroline here in Surbiton from Dave in Walton-on-Thames. And talking of Walton-on-Thames, Jim in Walton, if you're listening at this moment, Radio Jackie is trying to get in contact with you because we'd like your address to send some goodies off to you that you won over the Christmas period. So Jim, if you're listening at this moment, do give Patrick a call and leave us your name and address. That's Jim in Walton-on-Thames. Give Patrick a call right now on 01788 4917, and I'll drop those goodies round to you a little later on this afternoon if you do that. 01788 4917, the same number for dedications and requests on next week's programme. 01788 4917. The time is rapidly approaching 9:10. Dickie Allen is up at 9, and he'll be playing some more good music for you, featuring traffic news, what's on, and of course lots more. Here's Hot Chocolate. This one's called Emma.
We were together since we were 5. She was so pretty. Emma was a star in everyone's eyes. When she said she'd be a movie queen, nobody laughed. A face like an angel, she could be anything. Emmeline, Emma, Emmeline, I'm gonna write your name high on that silver screen. Emmeline, Emma, Emmeline, I'm gonna make you the biggest star this world has ever seen. At 17, we were wed. I'd work day and night to earn our daily bread.
Emma from Hot Chocolate, and as we're running out of time at the moment, I'm going to look through some of the letters last week. And I was asking last week for silly, outrageous letters, and I got one or two. Well, one in particular, actually. Margaret Atkinson wasn't up to much this week. I'll be talking about Margaret Atkinson's letter a little later on. So Margaret in Byfleet in Surrey, well, I'll be mentioning you a little later on. Got one here. It says, Dear Dave, you do realise you're a bad influence on people trying to finish their music homework, don't you? As long as it's understood that the answer to your competition and this letter are coming to you at the expense of expanding my brain cells on the French D minor symphony, I shall begin. Radio Jackie Plays a Hit consists of 23 letters, 15 different letters, 13 consonants, 9 vowels, 11 different consonants, 4 different vowels, 4 letters which appear twice, 2 letters which appear thrice, 5 words, 1 sentence, 2 capital letters, 1 full stop, no Z's, 3 words ending in vowels, no question marks, and if I just turn over the piece of paper, do snore amongst yourselves, won't you? All this goes to prove that Margaret Atkinson isn't the only genius stroke idiot living in Byfleet. Tell her from me that someone that I can't read pronunciation is of the highest importance. I'll have a go at reading it, actually. It's ZWDLIDUFCCBG, if you can work that one out. And anything the BBC can do, you can do. Thank goodness Dickie Allen's competition is a phone-in one, or I'd spend the whole morning writing letters. Anyway, back to the homework. I've written in the answer to the competition, and here's hoping that I win. Well, unfortunately, you didn't win. Margaret Atkinson, just having a little look for your letter at the moment. Thank you very much for your letter from last week, which read, believe it or not, I've managed to answer your oh-so-hard competition again. The answer is 23. And you have to bear in mind that I failed my maths O-level twice, and I can only count up to 10. While you're reading that last sentence, I might as well warn